Hey, welcome once again to the Walking Dead recap show. We are without Mike the movie guy once again. I am Jesus, and with me we have Kristen and Brancy. How are you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Pretty okay. I mean, we're here to talk The Walking Dead, episode 5, which is titled Now.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. I guess we're going to be talking a little of our favorite parts, what we liked, what we didn't like. Anybody want to start it off? Brancy, Kristen?
Can we just talk about Deanna
Go for it.
real quick? That lady is losing her shit.
Yes.
She is. And I don't know, doesn't she look like a hell of a lot older from the first time we saw her?
Yes. Yeah, I don't know what scene it was. She was by herself somewhere, and I was like, "Oh my God, that lady looks like death." Like
She
she looks
does.
really old.
She kind of even looks like a zombie at points.
I don't know. Maybe she's pulling a Shane.
Oh God.
Maybe she is. Maybe she's going crazy. I
That's
mean,
just what we need.
there's so much stuff that's
Seriously.
happened to her.
Yeah, I know. She has been through a lot recently.
Yeah, and
Yes.
she has no more control over Alexandria. We see that. That was a part that was really shocking to me when that I can't even remember his name. The guy comes up and says, Rick was right.
Who was that? It wasn't her son, right?
No, it was the guy who kept on saying that why are we following him, He finally saw that Rick was right, and they weren't prepared, and they aren't prepared.
Was it
So,
Aaron?
not Aaron.
Okay, well then I don't know. Whatever.
I
Somebody
don't
said
remember
it.
his name. Yeah. I mean, that was a big point for me because I thought people would be more upset at him. I think I said it in one of the last podcasts that I thought they were going to blame him a lot more and that he wasn't going to be as respected anymore. Did any of you guys expect him to be, brought back and kind of like looked upon to lead them now?
I mean, I don't know about Brancy. I mean, Rick is a leader to me. Like I think in any situation he's gonna try to lead whoever he's with. But I think these people, just the way that Deanna had them living for so long, like in a bubble, I think they needed their eyes opened. So I mean, I think they were resistant to Rick at first, but with Aaron telling them everything that happened. I don't know.
Francie?
Right. I think I'm on the same page here. Rick just comes on so strong, especially in Alexandria, the way they were when they first arrived. It's such a like a culture shock for them to have this group come in and tell them what they should be doing. And it makes so much sense to us because we've been watching them for how many seasons now, but I think they needed this ha to happen with the wolves to realize that Rick really is their best shot at surviving here.
Yeah, I mean, right from the start of this episode when he's running and all those zombies are behind him, what did you guys think? I mean, how did you guys feel?
I was thinking,
Brancy?
how the fuck
Crazy.
did he get out of there?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, that's the only thing that kind of bothered me about this episode, the fact that we didn't see the RV again, and it was kind of like, wait, did he like just jump out a window or something? I mean, he's injured, right? His hand's injured and
Yeah.
he's kind of has limited use of it. But he still tackles that zombie right off the bat, and I don't know,
Yeah.
Rick is a whole different type of person now.
I mean, I think for the people that live there, also like you see the people that have lived in that community, they're not adapting well to these situations and they're getting picked off one by one, So if I were in a situation like that, I mean, you have to kind of sit back and think, who do you want next to you? Like these people that can't fight back, or do you want to learn from Rick and his little crew? So I would, I mean, shit. I don't care how much of a bubble I'm living in. If somebody like Rick comes along, I'm standing behind him.
That's
I
right.
totally agree. Yeah. But we know this episode was called Now, but to me it was speeches because everybody gave a speech in this. Rick gave a speech, Aaron gave three speeches, Diana gave a speech, and even Jesse at the end
Jesse.
gives a speech. It's like, at what point do you just say, you know, that people are talking way too much in the show? I mean, we only get one zombie killing, and Aaron gets a lot of screen time.
I think Aaron kind of needed that speech though, because it was kind of his fault that the wolves came into Alexandria in the first place. But I like that he owned up to it, because he was saying that, you know, he went out with Daryl and Daryl wanted to do one thing, Aaron wanted to do another, and they ended up doing what he wanted, and that's why the wolves ended up coming back. So, you know, he made the wrong decision. And he was owning up to it and letting them know, look, you know, I wasn't gonna go along with what he wanted, but it was the right thing to do. So I think Aaron kind of needed that screen time.
What do you think, Francie?
I would agree that he needed that moment, because, you know, even if you're not gonna admit it to everybody, he's still feeling it inside. So I think him putting that out in the open makes things so much better, because if you keep that hidden and somebody finds out down the line why it was your fault, and that can cause issues. But him doing that to me made him seem like a better character for just stepping up and letting everybody know, hey, this is what happened, and I'm partially responsible for it.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I thought it was too much because he talks way too much throughout this whole episode. And one of my favorite parts is when Maggie's packing up to leave and he catches her, and instead of stopping her, he's like, "I'm going with you." Did you think that he was going to try to stop her, or did you guys think that he was going to join her?
I kind of thought he was going to go with her just because of the speech that he had given earlier. I think he wanted to redeem himself for what he did because he feels responsible. So I kind of thought he was going to go with her. I didn't think he'd try to stop her.
Francie?
I agree with that. I think he was prepared to follow her, and I think that he was going to make the decision when it became necessary, whether or not they should turn back.
I agree, and I like the fact that he knew how to get out of there. And then, you know, that huge moment when they're standing at the gate and the big reveal that, you know, Maggie's pregnant.
Dum dum dum.
I think we kind of talked about that, and Mike was right about it. Yeah.
Well, let's be politically correct here. Mike was not correct. His wife was
Mike's
correct.
wife was
Mike's
correct.
wife was correct. Okay. We can't tell Mike he was right?
Mike's never right.
Yeah. Then, did you think that Aaron was going to be the one person that he would tell, though?
I think he has that kind of like nurturing personality, I guess. I mean, to me, if I was in that situation, I think he would have been the one for me to confide in.
I can see that. I mean, he's very nurturing when it comes to Daryl as well.
Yeah.
He's a strange character to me. What do you think, Bronte?
I agree. I think, honestly, looking at it, the way that it played out is probably the best scenario for if she was going to tell anybody. Because if you think about it, think of any other character in Alexandria right now that she could have told, they all would have reacted so much differently. And I think she needed this moment to set off and kind of come to her senses that, you know, she's got to protect herself right now and just hope that Glenn can get back, because he will be back.
Yeah.
Let me
Will
make
he
that
be back?
statement.
I think the rest of the group is going to have a decent reaction to it too, you know, because they have Judith. So
True.
it's not like they don't know what to do as far as a baby goes. They do know, and everyone kind of plays the role taking care of her. So I think the rest of the group is going to be good with her too, but I just think something with Aaron and being like a new person in their little group, I guess. I don't know. I would have confided in him.
I agree. He seems like that, you know, trustworthy guy. I mean, he literally told the group when he got there, you know, "I've been following you. I've been researching you. I've been seeing how you guys are."
Yeah.
You know, so he's very open, and I think that allows them to be kind of open with him.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's go to a part I really thought was stupid and I didn't like. Carl and what's Ron. His name? Ron. Was that not the wussiest fight you've ever seen?
Yes. God.
When he just laid in the grass, I was like, really? You're not gonna, that's it?
Not okay. only that, Carl has been on the outside in some crazy shit. And that guy pushed him and he acted like he didn't know what to do. I was like, come on, Carl, man up.
Yeah, to me, when he was alone, before he got his pudding, that he, you know, was kind of like trapped between the zombies, that was a better fight than this was.
Yeah.
You know, and the zombies move so slow.
Yeah, it's almost like he knows how to handle zombies better than people.
Yeah, and maybe he does because that's what he's lived with for a longer time, you know?
Yeah, I think that's a fair assumption.
Do you think Carl's...
I want to see what he does now, because isn't he going after Enid?
Do you think he is?
I mean, he's stubborn like that. But you see, okay, I think Brancy will agree with me on this one. Carl's going to go after Enid, but Enid is going to help Glenn. So then Carl...
There it is, right there. That's it.
I like that theory.
And then Carl's going to bring them back.
I like that theory. I'm not sure Carl's going to go out there, but, I mean, he is stubborn that way.
Yeah.
But Rick now knows because Ron told him.
And which Ron's was a, now, kind of a bitch move, but...
Yeah, and, I mean, now Ron and Rick have this little bond where he's kind of testing Ron out. What'd you guys think of that?
I don't know. Honestly, when he asked Rick to show him how to shoot a gun, I was like, no. Like, that kid hates him. He killed his father. I was like, I would not be giving this kid a gun.
I wouldn't either. No. I thought that was a really stupid move for Rick, but I don't think Rick sees it that way. I think he's more blinded by the fact that this is Jesse's son. I need to get in good with her. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Does it not seem that way?
Yes, it does.
It does.
Yeah. And I guess we jump right into that. At the end of the episode, Rick and Jesse. Who saw that coming?
Everyone.
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody saw that coming. It was really, I don't know, like, it didn't make sense to me the way it happened, but it happened. I mean, I'm sure once Mike sees that, we're going to hear about it.
Oh, yeah. We'll definitely hear about it.
I told you!
Yeah. I mean, he did. I was on his side. I knew it was going to happen.
I mean, I knew it was going to happen, but I don't know. It just felt...
But I like her, though. Because she seems to be toughening up to me. Like, she's actually, you know, standing up for herself, and I don't know. I like her. Like, next to Carol, she's... maybe one of my favorite girls on the show.
I don't like her. She's so...
You don't like Jesse?
No, she's so... I don't know. Like, when she kills that zombie and she turns around and gives that little speech, I'm like, who are you to be telling the people what to do?
Yeah, but I think they need someone that's an equal to them, you know? Like, someone that's been living there actually realizing that they have, you know, they have to make this decision if they're going to fight back or not. I think that's what that was. I don't think she was trying to, like, take this leadership role, you know what I mean? But I think as someone who was living in that little bubble in Alexandria, I think somebody had to step up and say, look, you guys need to get your shit together. Because everyone else just looks scared.
I agree. I guess I can see that. I just don't like the fact that it was her. I mean, now it just seems that she is sleeping her way to the top.
Oh, that was a shot right there.
Listen, if you're in a zombie apocalypse, you're going to take what you can get, all right?
Yeah, but I don't think she's...
And Rick's not a bad choice.
I was about to say, Brandon? It's not like she's settling, okay? There you go.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying it's bad for Rick, for Jesse. It's bad for Rick.
Is it, though?
I think so. I think that's definitely settling down for Rick.
I don't know, though, because they're not... It's not like... His decisions are based on what she wants or whatever. You know, they're both doing their own thing. So she's not really depending on him to take care of her. She's doing her own thing. I think that's what I like about her. She's not waiting for Rick to come and show her what to do. Like, she stabbed that person in the other episode with the scissors, and she went batshit crazy. And now this one, you know, she knows what she has to do, and she's not waiting for someone to tell her, look, you need to do this, and you need to step up, and she's a little more independent. And I think that might be, I don't know, that might be good for Rick. Plus, if he gets laid, come on.
Ah, come on. The way the episode ended, of course he's getting laid.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. So it might be good. He's going to be rejuvenated.
Let's hope so. Let's hope it doesn't go a weird way with that.
Don't be hating on Jessie.
I don't like her. I'm going to say I don't like her.
I don't have a problem with her, but I think I'm surprised to find how many people don't like her. Because I got on Twitter and Tumblr after the episode while I was watching The Talking Dead just to see what everybody was thinking, and there was so much Jessie hate. Well, and so much games. Rick and Jessie hate, and I was like, oh my god, like, everything I saw was negative.
You know what, though? Because, like, you take someone like Carol, and Carol's been through some shit, and she's smart about every decision she makes. So, you know, it's not just that Carol's a badass, she's mind smart, you know, like, she thinks things through, and I don't know, she's smart about it. Jessie doesn't know all the stuff that Carol knows. But I like that she's trying to learn.
Okay.
So, she's not on Carol's level or Maggie, even though Maggie was kind of dumb here. But
I still prefer Maggie to Jessie.
Well, I think it's because we know Maggie more.
Maybe. We'll see if I grow, you know, more into Jessie, but I doubt it. I really doubt it. But let's go into Tara and the Doctor. What'd you guys think of that?
I knew it was gonna happen. As soon as she came up to her, I was like, are we about to see? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yep, yep. Yeah, we are.
That's it.
It came out of left field for me. I didn't know what the hell was going on at that point. I'm like, where did this come from? Like, I hadn't thought that Tara would be with anybody else other than maybe Eugene for some reason. Like, they had been starting this little bond together.
Yeah, but I don't think that means.
I don't think it's enough to convert her.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, Eugene's like the little puppy that stuck to her, though.
Eugene is odd.
Do you think that the whole Dr. Tara thing is going to affect Eugene?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Brandy? I mean, maybe like a little, but I don't think it's going to be detrimental to the way he lives or anything.
Yeah, but do you think Eugene is looking at her like he's interested in her? Or do you think it's just she's the only person that's really nice to him and helping him out? Like, I don't know that it's like a romantic feeling that he has towards her. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, and I agree with you. I think it's just kind of like a buddy kind of thing.
Yeah.
Let's hope so, because I don't know, like you said, Eugene's weird. I don't know how he'd react if, you know, it was a little bit more than just a friendly thing.
I don't really think it'll have an effect.
And, you know, I really like Tara throughout this whole thing, and she's really coming along as a character because she's kind of like the support for all these people now.
Yeah.
I do like Tara, but it just felt kind of random that happened. I was like, okay.
It did.
Yeah.
Like they just threw that in there, all right.
Like if they left, I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, I have nothing wrong. I don't feel bad about it, but I don't think, like, I would have been okay without that scene in there, because I like that she was just supporting that girl because, you know, she's scared now having to deal with all these patients and everything. So I like that she was being the support for her, but I could have done without that because it just felt like they threw that in there. It did. I don't know.
What was weird to me is that getting online and seeing everything, everybody was for some reason so supportive of the Tara kiss, and then everybody was hating on the Rick Jesse kiss, and I was like, okay, but Rick and Jesse have known each other and kind of like gotten to know each other over several episodes, and this just felt so sudden.
Yeah.
I don't know. If they were going to do it, I think they should have done it like after they had a few more scenes together, because it just kind of felt like out of nowhere.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I don't have a problem with it, but...
Exactly. Yeah, I don't have a problem with it either, but I don't know. It was just, like, it's too soon.
Yeah, it felt very sudden.
Yeah.
There was no build to it to me.
I agree, but it kind of seems like Tara had been supporting her, you know, throughout that whole guy almost dying and trying to help her out, trying to get her more confident. And, you know, it helps build a relationship that way, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying, like, that there wasn't any build at all. It just felt that I wasn't understanding why everybody was so quick to down Ricky. Ricky. To down Rick and Jesse. But, like, they've had several episodes and not just only one episode or a few scenes together. So it just felt weird that everybody was saying that. I don't know.
Well, look at Rick's track record. His best friend, dead. His wife, dead. I mean, Jesse, is she going to wind up dead?
Hey, that's not fair.
That's just evil.
Yeah, that wasn't his fault.
It wasn't, but I don't know. Maybe, you know, Jesse's going to be, you know, the trifecta in that.
Stop trying to kill her off, Jesus. God.
Hey, it's better than when I try to kill Daryl off, okay?
Whoa!
Yeah, I would rather you try to kill Jesse off than Daryl. Uh-huh. You gotta chill with that. I tell you,
Daryl's gonna run out of gas.
Listen.
Daryl's fine.
Oh my god, no, the preview for the next episode scares me.
No, he's fine, Kristen.
Don't talk about it. Don't talk about it.
I'm not.
Yeah. He'll
be
fine. So, that's all of my notes. Did I miss anything for you guys?
Yes, Spencer.
Spencer.
Yes, Spencer. Definitely.
Deanna's son.
Mm-hmm.
What a D-bag. Oh, my God. He gave that speech about those people trying to take the food from the pantry, and then he goes and steals it himself.
I know.
Right. I was watching it, and I was like, okay, look, this is how my notes went, right? I put, finally, Spencer stepped up. He acknowledged his mistake and then convinced the others not to scavenge the pantry. And then I'm like, oh, shit, Spencer stole from the pantry after telling the others not to.
I know. I was like, yes, step up. And then
Really? Did you really expect more from him, though?
Honestly, I kind of did.
Yeah.
But he had been a douchebag all this time.
Yeah, I know. But after that close call with that, you know, with the truck and everything, I thought maybe he was realizing, you know, what needs to be done. I had hope for him, but now not so much.
Uh-huh. Yep. I never had hope for him. He, you know, once a douchebag, always a douchebag. People don't change overnight.
God, Jesus.
That was a lot to take in right there.
What if you're in a zombie apocalypse, though? You might have to change quickly.
He's going to be exiled. Nobody's going to
I know. I'm not going near that. Jesus if there's an apocalypse.
I wouldn't want you near me either.
Oh, my God.
It's all right. Me and Brancy will survive here on the East Coast. You can stay over there.
That's right.
We have 3,000 miles away from each other, so that's perfectly fine.
Well, we're going to
Oh, my God. What is this hate? What is this hate right now?
Anything else, ladies?
Let me say.
Yes,
you talk to Spencer.
Oh, why do you think Deanna, like, smacked the fence at the end?
I think she's trying to reassure herself, like, no, you guys aren't going to be able to come in.
Yeah, but that's kind of like drawing attention to that part of the fence. Like if she's attracting all these walkers, I don't know. I was like, what is she trying to do? Like get them overrun or?
No, I think she was trying to like kind of psych herself up. Like we're going to get through this. You know, I have a plan. We're going to get something done. I think, you know, the whole bagging thing was a really stupid thing to do. And we kind of see, you know, the wall cracking at that point.
Yeah, there was like blood coming through.
Yep.
Yeah. So maybe the wall's going to crack at that point. You know, we don't know yet. And I'm interested to see what's going to happen. And I think she's going like crazy and she's being really stupid and careless.
Yeah.
But that's kind of interesting to me.
I don't know. I know when she killed that walker and she had all the blood on her face and then Rick was talking to her, she licked her lips and I was like, no, bitch, don't do that.
Why not?
Ew. Ew.
She got blood all over her face.
Agreed, but still, like, she's psyching herself up. She's accepting that she needs to be a different person.
God, so licking walker blood is the way to do that.
Why not? I mean, we see this in like a bunch of action films when, you know, the hero decides to be even more, you know.
Okay, but in action films there's not a zombie virus though.
But we already know everybody's infected.
I know, but still, just the thought of doing that is and but to be fair, Rick's group knows, but that doesn't necessarily mean that everybody knows.
That's true. Wait,
so you know how we call Mike our Rick for the podcast?
Yeah.
Jesus would be a wolf.
I'm a wolf? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because you're like ruthless. This guy's like, we do the Fear the Walking Dead podcast and he's not going to warn the neighbors. Now he's like, oh, I don't want to be near you either. What?
He wouldn't even team up with his own Walking Dead co-hosts. Like, that Seriously. Says a lot.
Sorry, I mean survival.
And then he wants JSS. To lick walker blood off his lips. What? What the hell?
That's why me, Mike, and Kristen are the dream team of Walking Dead.
JSS, that's all I gotta say.
Yeah, but there are ways to survive without licking walker blood. And you can still warn your neighbors and then get the fuck out of there.
Oh, well, that's what I gotta say. Anything else?
Oh, well.
No, that was it for me, but I'm glad Maggie was trying to wipe off Glenn's name from the wall of those who are dead, because he is not
dead.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's it.
He's fine.
That's it?
He's fine. Right,
I'm done.
Okay, so we will be back next week to talk the next episode of Walking Dead. Where can people reach you if they want to follow you, Kristen?
I'm at accordingtokristen.com and on Twitter and Tumblr at Kristen0409. And also I have Facebook at According to Kristen.
And your blog, accordingtokristen.com, right?
Yes, I said that first. Hey, Jesus.
Did you? I thought you said Twitter first.
That's why you're the wolf.
Brancy?
You can find me at VROBrancy on Twitter and Instagram.
Okay, you could find me at dysfunctional.com. Twitter, Instagram at Dysfunctional, Facebook Dysfunctional LA, and I guess if you want to follow Mike, you could find him at iwatchmike.com. His Twitter is Mike the Movie Guy, Instagram Mike the Movie Guy, and Facebook iwatchmike. And of course,
The VRO.
The VRO at thevro.com. Twitter is the VR at the VRO.
Yes.
Instagram, Variety Radio Online.
Yeah.
And what's their Facebook?
Variety Radio Online.
Variety Radio Online. So follow us there. And we'll see you all next week or whenever.
We shall be back. And hopefully our leader is back.
Yes, the real one.
The one that wouldn't leave us. Except for our podcast.
Yeah, right? I know, except we're defending him and he just ditched us. It's okay, Carol and Daryl can survive on their own.
That's right.
Hey.